Yo, what's up? Happy Thursday. This is Tiski Valley. You're listening to I'm Just Kidding. No, really, I'm Just Kidding. That's the name of the podcast. Welcome, guys. What's up? What you guys doing? You got one more day to the weekend. Yeah, what do you guys have planned? Anything good? I really don't have nothing really planned this weekend. Well, Sunday I got a dinner date with a good friend of mine, and we're just gonna get racist and hopefully eat some fucking white food. I'm gonna see what that does. Nah, I'm just playing. I'm looking forward to hanging out with my boy Tom. He's Canadian, so you know, I'm gonna see what the brothers from up north like to eat. You know, you ever have misconceptions of stuff? I bet you do. You know, there's misconceptions of black people, like, oh wow, every black dude gotta have a gun and shoot someone. No. That's a misconception we have of you guys. I'm like, every white guy got a killer deer. That's why y'all don't care about killing people, because you kill animals. By the time you're 12, that's a sign of a serial killer. You know? Let me stop. I'm just fucking around. I'm sitting here. I'm relaxing. Fucking should be in bed. Well, I'm going to bed, but I should already be in bed. I got a busy day tomorrow. I got to run around. Don't you hate running around? Don't you hate being busy? Don't you just want to fucking just lay back and relax? You guys already heard the unemployed episode, so obviously you already know I ain't got shit to do, but it seemed like since I've been unemployed, I got fucking a bunch of shit to do every goddamn day. And it feels like work. So it's like, what the fuck? I thought I could relax for a couple days. No, I gotta do this, that, and the third. Now the job schedule goes up. I got my kids, I gotta get ready. I gotta get my girls ready for school. Which I did do that while I was still employed, but not to the extent that I'm doing it now. Cause now I gotta put them on the bus. Now I gotta brush their teeth. Usually when it comes to that time, I'm walking out the door. I just got them dressed. And then the wife will come and do the hair. Well, I keep yawning. Sorry, guys. Do the hair and stuff like that. So, boom. I do that in the morning. Then, what else? It's like appointments. Since I ain't got nowhere to fucking be, I can't use the job as an excuse. So, I got a fucking appointment after appointment after appointment. That shit is annoying. Word. It's like, goddamn. Like, are you available tomorrow at 10:30? I should be like, nah, I gotta work. But, you know, I'm not a liar, so I'll be like, fuck it, 10:30 it is. But then when 10 o'clock come, I'm like, god damn it, I don't feel like doing this. Reschedule. Yeah. I was online today. Looking up like random shit. Do you know the Hudson River goddamn tunnel is breaking down? I was watching the shit. It's gonna cost $14 billion just to create another tunnel next to it for them just to do work on the existing tunnel. $14 billion. Just to make a tunnel to be able to keep traffic going so they could fix the original tunnel. That's like me buying an old new car because my car exhaust, I ran over something, so I got a hole in the exhaust, so it's loud. So that's like me buying a whole new car just to have it to fix this one to get it up and running, and then I got two cars. No, that's not how it goes. You fuck one up, you build another one, and leave that shit. Turn that shit to a museum. Have it be a walk-through fucking tourist. You can walk from Manhattan to Jersey. Something, I don't know. Well, I don't know, man. I'm just trying to give you all something for today. Today was uneventful. Oh, shit. I was supposed to go to Lot 10. Shout out to Lot 10. I was supposed to go there tonight. I didn't feel like going nowhere. Like I said, after I picked up the girls off the bus today, they had a half day, so it was like 11:30. So I've been with them all day. So by the time I was supposed to go to Lot Tizzy, I ain't feel like it. I'm like, for what? Just to go to show up man bun? It ain't that important. You know what I mean? Shout out to Man Bun. He invited me to go out. You want to come out to Lot 10? We have a comedy. We have a fucking open mic, dude. And I do apologize, but I just were, you know, I didn't feel like fucking going. I did. I had my man Bishop was going to come through. We was going to ride out, but you ever get lazy? Be like, you know what? I'm not doing shit. I played Red Dead all day today and relaxed. That shit was the boringest thing I ever did in my life. Huh? Yeah? I'm hard to fucking please. It's a lot of shit that I be acting like that's great. Will be boring to me. Like this podcast. I'm 8 minutes in. I'm ready to delete this shit. Since I'm 8 minutes in, I'm gonna keep it going. My fucking Knicks lost. We got beat by the Pacers, them bastards. In the Garden. It's like, come on. We did lose in Indiana. So what? We lost the one before Indiana. Right in the Garden to them Toronto Knicks. Who loses to Canada? Shout out to my boy Tom, but who loses to Canadians? Come on. Y'all fucking gravity and fucking center of fucking gravity is different from us. So we should always win. U.S. The United States way. We gotta win. You know what I'm saying? What's going on in the news? Anything new? I see New York City has a new mayor. I was kinda looking forward to Slovenia, whatever it is. You know, my guardian angel dude. I was looking forward for him to win. He looks like a character. He looked like, yo, he was like, yeah, I got shot 5 times from the Gambinos. Yeah, he's such a character. But I think that would have been good. The more characters we get, the better America is, I guess. Look at Trump was a character. You know what I'm saying? He was having meetings with Kanye West 1 week, Vladimir Putin the next, and then fucking Kim Kardashian another one. So it's like, we kind of need that. This is where the country is going, I guess. We can't have just some straight up fucking suit and ties. Who wants those? You get a bunch of suit and ties, it gets technical. Nobody really wants that. What else we got in the news? Fucking nothing. Only thing we really got in the news is this fucking flurry warnings. You may get flurries this week, or it might just be freezing rain. What's the difference between snow and freezing rain? Call all that shit the same, yo. This is snow, but it's just wet. Because sometimes you got the dry snow, you got the fluffy snow, and you got the wet snow. But then you got, they switch it up. They call wet snow sleet. They call a fluffy snow fucking snow. And they call a wet snow snow, I guess. I don't know. I'm no meteorologist. Do I look like I work for fucking Weather Channel? Yeah. Well, this is a non-essential podcast right here. I just wanted to get on and say what's up to y'all. I've been kind of slacking. Last one was Sundays, and it's Thursday, so it's like, goddamn, I'm 3 days in, 4 days in, no communication with my peoples. What the fuck? That's non-essential, you know what I'm saying? I need to be essential. I gotta be a hero. I wanna be an essential worker for my peoples. You know what I'm saying? The Turtle Head Universe. You know? What else you guys got going? Oh! Here we go. Here we go. My wife sent me something. Shout out, what is it, A&D? Or is it NBC? Something. But it's a series they putting on for my man, Cato. Shout out to Cato. I can't even shout that nigga out, man. Because they ain't doing a special for some good shit he did, so. But it's just, I want to see it, you know? I want to see the mind of a madman. You know, I just want to see what my boy was thinking about. Killing this blue-eyed, blonde-headed cheerleader. Are you fucking crazy, man? That alone is like, it's like a death sentence. You're bugging. You might as well kill a nappy-headed fucking nappy-headed biatch. And you could have got like 15 years. Let me stop. I'm not trying to make a joke out of that shit, but it's the truth. You done killed the goddamn homecoming queen. You know you're doing 45 years. Lucky ain't no death penalty. It's like, New York State don't do the death penalty. Shout out to Cato, man. Hold your head. I know that shit. You know, it's all fucked up all around. You know? It's a bad situation to be in. But that was my friend. Fuck. I can't control what my friends do. He was a cool-ass motherfucker. You know? I didn't think he would kill a white chick, but he did, I guess. Allegedly. That's not alleged. But just in case of appeals, allegedly. You know? What else we got? What's going on this week? What the fuck been in the news? The news cycle been kind of slow. It's really been kind of slow. After Dave Chappelle shitted on the trans. Well, he ain't even shit on the trans. He kind of was begging him up. He just went full tranny on him. And I ain't gonna lie, I had a podcast where I kind of shitted on that whole community. I do apologize. I don't want to be that guy. But still, man, you guys can't be that sensitive, B. Come on. Niggas make fun of whites, blacks, straight, gays, midgets, tall people, fat people, skinny people, fucking nerds, ghetto niggas. Who else we make fun of? Church people, like religious people, and then Satanists. Everybody gets made fun of. But all of a sudden, the trans can't get made fun of? Come on, man. Come on. Now y'all like trans exclusive. Now when we don't fucking exclude you motherfuckers and shit, they ain't gonna be like, hey, dude, why isn't anyone joking about us? We want to be part of the joke. We want to be part of the cool kids. Nah, sit your monkey ass over there. Wow, he called us a monkey. What is a monkey? What is it, gender thing? No, just sit your monkey ass over there. Everything ain't got to be connected. I told my homeboy, he a white boy. I was like, yo, sit your monkey ass down. He's like, gee, that's racist. I said, what? He's like, yeah, if I called you monkey ass. See, because you're doing it out of racism. I'm just saying it out of monkey assnism. That's the difference, you know? But anyway, man, I just checked in with y'all. See what y'all doing on this Thursday. My fucking Knicks lost yesterday, so I'm really been on a funk. Well, they lost the last two games, so it's kind of like I'm a New York sports fan, so my whole year is sucky. My Jets, even though they won, it's like, so what? This victory is not going to help us do anything this year. So it's like, congratulations. You played yourself. You know what I'm saying? So, sports ain't been up for me. My Knicks is 5-3. You know, we lost to 3 bum-ass teams. We beat a couple good teams after that little 5-3, but come on. If you're going to beat a good team, beat the bums next day. Don't get blown out by the bums. That just negates the whole fucking victory that you did with the good team. Because, you know, ESPN, Fox News, they always like, well, the Knicks, that was lucky. They beat the Celtics. Well, that was, the Celtics gave up that game. No, we won. But then we go out the next day and lose to the Magic. And it's like, maybe that shit was a fluke. Who knows? I don't know. I don't know, man. It's Thursday. Your week's almost over. You know? Suck part about being unemployed, your week's never over. It just keeps going. Then you forget what day it is. Then you forget the shave. Then you forget the fucking cut your toenails. You know, start looking like Howard Hughes. But guess what, motherfuckers? Howard Hughes created the Boeing. And that's just some knowledge that I'm going to spew out, even though it's wrong. He created some shit that was flying. He had a wooden plane. I remember that. Yeah. It's your daily dose of fucking nonsense. Shout out to everybody. Hopefully everybody's doing good. You know, get ready for the winter time. Speaking of that, I gotta get a fucking snowblower, man. I don't know how many of y'all listen to me or know me, but you know I'm a lazy mother. I don't want to be out here shoveling 6 in the morning just to get out to go to work. Who wants to do that? If I gotta get up and shovel, best believe I called out already. I'm not doing this shit. Now, with a snowblower, I could be like, bloop, bloop, I'm out. Let me get that. So, I'm looking into investing into that. Getting into my suburban, not roots, but my suburban, whatever the fuck. You know? Nah, but I hope everything's good with everybody. Hopefully y'all getting prepared, like I said, for the winter time. Get your tires. Get the tires. Get your new wiper blades. Get an automatic start for the whip. And you should be set for the winter vehicle-wise. Then get you a snowblower. And, I don't know. I think that's it. And salt. Get you some salt. Throw that up there. Get that melted. Yeah, get the salt melt. Let that shit melt. But other than that, oh, Long Johns. Get you some Long Johns. I already bought me a coat last week, so I'm ready. Ready for the winter, babe. Ready. I just gotta get some boots. So technically, I'm not ready. Give me some Timbs for the pretty days, some ACGs for the long days, you heard? But you guys have a great evening. Everybody enjoy. It was Thursday night. My Knicks is fucking mediocre like I thought they would be. Unemployment's boring, and what else I got? Oh, I got shit going on, but you can read that in the paper. But anyways, holla at y'all, man. Enjoy. Tomorrow, I'm going to try to get at y'all. I got a little bit of running around to do. But once I do that running around, hopefully we'll get a good episode. I want to do an episode where it's 10 questions. It's like 10 questions that I need answers to. Now, no stupid answers, but like 10 questions. Like, I'm going to give you an honorable mention question. Question. Who walked by the tobacco plant and said, hey, let's roll that up and smoke it? Like, I wonder, like, who started this cancer culture so he can get props? This is like shit like that. Like, who was the first motherfucker to say, hey, I just want to dive out of a plane? Like, it's certain shit that is like, yo, who thought of that? Like, I would look at a broccoli and be like, yo, I'm going to try to smoke that. I would never thought, let's steam that shit and eat it. It looks like something smokable. But anyways, yo, man, it's Thursday. I'm out of here. I'm going to holler at y'all Friday. We're going to do a weekend special. Shout out to my boy Tom. I'm going to holler at you Sunday. Meet the missus. And, you know, hopefully I get a pass through the gated community. If not, well, you'll see me on YouTube. Nah, I'm just playing. You guys have a great evening. See you guys tomorrow. And, let's get this weekend started. All right? Peace out.